This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz in for Lisa Mullins. More than 200 MIT professors and staff are standing in support of a colleague facing federal charges. Prosecutors say Gong Chen worked to conceal his ties to the Chinese government as he sought and was awarded grants from the U.S. government. But in an open letter, his supporters at MIT say those charges are unwarranted and represent an attack on science and the Open University. WBUR's Max Larkin has been following the story and joins us now. Max, hi.
Hi, Jack.
So why are colleagues stepping into the fray, and what are they saying?
Well, after Chen was arrested 2 weeks ago, Yoel Fink was one of the first to sort of leap into action. Fink is a professor of materials engineering. He didn't know Chen especially well, but reading through the complaint, he came to the conclusion that the charges, in effect, didn't fit the crime. Fink concedes that Chen might have made a clerical error along the way, just as any taxpayer might. But here, the U.S. government was responding by charging him with wire fraud.
When you introduce that heavy machinery that was developed to deal with mobsters into the halls of science and into the halls of education, then you're going to create significant damage.
So Fink helped put together a letter to MIT's president, Raphael Reif, in Chen's defense, and then he started to canvass for signatures. He had over 200 as of Thursday.
And what are some of their specific objections to the case against Chen?
Well, first, they point to a lot of evidence online, Jack, dozens of sources on MIT's website and elsewhere, that Chen wasn't hiding his ties to this Chinese university in question called SusTech. In fact, he and MIT were publicizing those ties. Then they argue that this federal case just misunderstands how high-level international research works. I also spoke to Peter So, who's a professor of biomedical engineering. He signed the letter. He was born in Hong Kong, but has been at MIT now for 25 years, and so took issue with the implication that Chen was somehow helping China steal research. At an open university like MIT, he argued there's nothing to steal.
There is no secret research. If we sign a contract with a U.S. company to do any research, one of the stipulations is the faculty can always publish all the results.
And how has MIT reacted?
So in a letter published last week, President Reif stressed that the $25 million received from SusTech as part of its relationship with Chen went to MIT, not Chen personally. It was used for research, something that was left a little unclear in the original reporting and charge. Reif says MIT takes research integrity seriously, but he also took time to tell Chinese students and staff at the Institute that they're welcome and appreciated there. And tellingly, Jack, MIT will cover Chen's legal fees. Harvard did not do that last year when one of its professors was arrested on similar charges.
What about that perception, you know, a bias or bigotry? Is this campaign scaring off Chinese scholars?
I think it has started to, Jack. For Yoel Fink, it's alarming. He's thinking of President Trump, the same person who referred to COVID-19 as the Kung Flu. He was the one who kicked off this legal campaign back in 2018, and a dozen or so cases like this one have followed. Fink pointedly published the letter online this past Wednesday, which was Holocaust Remembrance Day, just kind of as a reminder of the risk of demonizing an entire people. Now, Peter So, who we heard from before, is more pragmatic. He says it's natural that China would want to attract top talent from the U.S., and it's also natural that the U.S. would try to resist that. But So was also struck by a recent conversation with a Chinese-American graduate student of his, who was kind of considering his next steps.
So what he told me, which is a little bit surprising, is if he wanted to do a postdoc, he probably wanted to go to Europe and not stay in U.S.
So says he was surprised, Jack, because of how eagerly his own generation of foreign-born scientists had sought a place at an American university just 15 or 20 years ago.
And what are the federal prosecutors saying in response?
They aren't saying much, given that this is a pending matter, but outgoing U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling has acknowledged that there could be a chilling effect, unintended consequence here, and he says it should be perfectly clear. International collaboration isn't against the law, but lying about it is. He'd steer us to some evidence that Chen did maybe try to hide or manage part of his relationship with China in public, hoping to learn a little bit more about that if a trial progresses. And clearly, the international researchers I spoke to aren't entirely reassured, and I think with some reason. For now, there's kind of a bipartisan agreement that we ought to be taking a hard-nosed approach to China. On Monday, the new White House press secretary, Jen Psaki, said Beijing is challenging our security, prosperity, and values in significant ways that require a new U.S. approach. And cases like this one might easily be part of that approach, for the foreseeable future at least.
All right, that's WBUR's Max Larkin talking about the reaction to federal charges against an MIT professor. Max, thanks.
Thanks for having me.